I hereby proclaim a philosophy that is directed to current and future leaders to understand, internalize, and make use of in real results. We are philosophy in action. This writing is not addressed to academia, the educated or moneyed classes, or for the simple purposes of intellectual masturbation. What I'm calling for here is that we acknowledge and practice the other half of the reason for our success, our own positive dark side. What follows with the benefit of quotes of the masters that I've come to love is a primer on the positive dark side, uncensored and on fire for the 21st century.
Roy, what you're saying then, by helping people realize that they should embrace their positive dark side, that kind of sounds not only, as you've said, exciting. I mean, it is exciting to get that out there, but it has a little bit of risk with it too, doesn't it? I haven't heard that word ever used in finding out what your positive dark side is or the integration of your positive dark side. There's probably some risk in integrating your positive dark side, isn't there?
Oh, sure. And first and foremost, as we talk about this, let's understand that what I am doing is very bothersome because positive dark side is an oxymoron, which I believe is what life is, an oxymoron. So I'm advocating that it, you know, that we're all sort of light and dark at the same time. The risk, when it comes down to it, certainly is that you may upset some people, that you may have people look at you somewhat strangely, that you may, you know, take some stands that perhaps later on you find you shouldn't have taken, you know, that you're going to have to live and learn from that standpoint, that you're going to, and I guess what I'm finding again and again and again is that when you put yourself out there, you know, and artists describe that, you know, they put out an album or a movie or some art and stuff, and they think everybody's going to just slaughter them, and they're going to go to the gallows and be killed and stuff. And suddenly there's 50 people go, man, I really like this. This is great. You know, and before they know it, they're honored. You know, you have these great bands like the, you know, the Velvet Underground at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know, they were doing stuff that was brutally scary, really wild stuff that was extremely avant-garde and very disturbing from that standpoint. But they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right. I think of Jimi Hendrix in that same vein.
Sure.
I mean, he was playing some guitar and doing some stuff that was just totally, people thought, off the wall. But when they think of a guitar player, now, who do you think of?
Sure.
You think of Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he might have been a drug addict. He might have done some things that were bad. People might have not accepted him all and out at that time in his life. But then suddenly the guy dies and he becomes famous.
And never was there more an eclectic, disturbing person than Winston Churchill. But with Winston Churchill, and then another very interesting kind of Hillary and Bill couple, you know, this is Eleanor and Franklin Delano Roosevelt, you
very
know,
much so.
Who lived a very interesting, profoundly disturbing life. You know, if you go to Hyde Park, they lived in different houses, and they, you know, who knows what was going on there. There's all sorts of interesting, you know, analogies. That was back before the tabloids.
Yes, of course.
But the reality is, when it came down to it, you know, is that those people saved, you know, the world, you know, from fascism. Just like, you know, General Grant, who was a total failure pretty much throughout his entire life, except for being a general. You know, he's constantly getting into horrible business situations, and he's a really bad president, really, when it comes down to it. That General Grant was a binge-drinking alcoholic, kind of antisocial, really a very, very difficult, different person, you know, in that way. And so part of this is embracing that side of yourself, you see, that may be a little disturbing, okay? But if you walk through that fire, what Lou Reed talks about is that you got to walk through that fire. On the other side, you discover your whole self. And that's what the Jungian's term is, being integrated. That's how you integrate yourself, is by discovering all sides of yourself.
So the clear goal of this material is that after I get done reading it, listening to it, I should become more aware of myself, thus becoming more integrated, and really look at the whole person. And that's the real worth of this material.
Oh,
is that's going to help
sure.
you become a whole person.
And I think you'll find those who really go after this will find themselves happier, more energized, more excited, because they're not wasting endless amounts of time and energy trying to cut out all the bad sides and shaming themselves because of that. And they'll end up embracing all the different sides of life. And when you look at your kids, you'll see it and embrace it. When you look at your cats, you'll see it and embrace it.
Well,
when you look
got
at your spouse,
energized.
You'll see it and embrace it.
Yeah, you've got me energized, Roy. I'm ready to go. Let's get into this material because it sounds like it's worth it.